Please welcome Kelly.
When I was a little girl, still little, but when I was same height but younger, I remember thinking that people in their 20s were old, like so unfathomingly, appallingly old. But now I'm in my 20s, and I think back on that young, naive girl, and I think, she was right. I'm old. I feel super old. And no one makes me more aware of that than my little brother. Like typical little brothers, he does things like skateboards and dislocates his shoulder and pops it back in and just keeps on skateboarding. He shows me rap videos where everything's sort of like poorly photoshopped B-roll of sharks and clip art of orcas going by and people dancing like those Santa Claus, battery-powered Santa Clauses. You know, the ones that go kind of like dancing around the holiday plant. We're recording, so I don't want to have to pay royalties or something. You know, he tells me that I'm no longer a good judge of what's cool. And that's fine with me. That just leaves more time for me to do more adult things that he can't do. Adult things like eat my vegetables by choice. And, you know, I always thought that adults ate vegetables because at some point your palate matures and you like the taste of vegetables, but mostly I just eat them now because it's more okay to be in a meeting with broccoli in your teeth than it is to have a blue tongue from candy. And one of the strangest things for me about getting old, other than I'm getting really close to being older than most contestants on The Bachelor, is that my body isn't as young as it used to be. I can't pop in my shoulder after it's been dislocated and keep skateboarding. But I didn't have a lot of injuries when I was younger. I was a pretty cautious kid. I think I had 2 major injuries in my entire life. When I was 13, I sprained my finger playing basketball and was my middle finger, so that got taped up and I got a perma flip everyone off, which when you're 13, that feels really rebellious. And when I was 8 years old, I'd pulled all the drawers out of a dresser and tried to climb them like stairs, and it fell over. And luckily, you know, I didn't get too hurt, but I have just a little polka dot of a scar on my forehead. So now, because I didn't have a lot of injuries when I was older, I didn't expect to have any pain just sort of arrive out of nowhere. So it definitely came as a surprise to me when I was walking around one day, normal day, trying to get to class, and suddenly my leg cramped up. And you know, I've been a woman for a while, I can handle some pretty painful cramps, but this was different. It was so painful that I ended up going to the hospital just to check it out, make sure it's okay. And they run some tests and they ask some questions. And then they say that because of a medicine I'm taking that I'm susceptible to blood clots. And that a blood clot in your leg is okay, you can be concerned about that, but what could happen is that that blood clot becomes dislodged. And if it comes dislodged, it could end up in an artery. And you could have a heart attack and you could die. So they tell me that, you know, I could go home or I could go to the emergency room where they can take an ultrasound and check me out. So, of course, I go to the emergency room and get the ultrasound because, you know, I'm feeling old, not terminal. And I'm trying to not be nervous. I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down because now I'm envisioning that if my blood pressure gets too high, this blood clot is going to shoot out and then I'm dead. And so I'm trying not to think about the pain. I'm trying not to think about how I haven't shaven my legs in a while and they're about to ultrasound down there. But they do the ultrasound and they don't find any blood clots and they do some blood tests and those don't have any concerning results either. So they send me home with my discharge papers, and because I'm an adult, I try to file with my health insurance. So I call them and I'm on the phone and she goes, what was your diagnosis? And I tried to explain to her, well, they did some tests and they did the ultrasound, but they didn't find anything wrong. And she sighs and does that kind of like customer service eye roll and goes, no, on your form, there should be a box. And that box says diagnosis. What does it say in the diagnosis box? So I look in the box because I'm curious. They didn't tell me what it was. And the box says what caused my leg pain was diagnosis leg pain. So I'm just so glad that I went to the emergency room because otherwise how would I have known that I had leg pain? So I go to the hospital a couple more times. I see some specialists, and eventually it comes to the point where it's not worth the money, it's not worth the time, the trips. And my doctor just tells me that the best thing I can do is to stay off my legs. Because at this point, my pain has gone from one leg into both legs. And that puts me in the realm of spinal cord injury, neurological disorder. And, you know, I feel like I'm in the second act of an episode of House, and Hugh Laurie's going to come in chugging Vicodin and shouting, it's not lupus! So I listen to my doctor, and I stay off my legs. No walking unnecessarily, no running, definitely no Santa dancing. And eventually the pain dissipates. And I'm so glad to have the use of my legs back that maybe I do a reckless young person thing and I sign up for a half marathon. And never in my life have I run more than a mile. Like the most I've run is the mile in high school because they made us in order to pass the presidential fitness test. And suddenly I'm signing up to run half a mile and promising, yeah, in a couple weeks I can do 13 times that. But no, I walk, run 1 mile, and over the course of a couple weeks, I'm up to 5 miles and 6 miles, and eventually I can run 10 miles. And those last 3 miles, I'm like, oh, that's easy. I run 3 miles at the start of every 10 miles, so just put that at the end, 13 miles. But race day comes, and I run the first mile and the second, and I walk a little bit, and then third and fourth and fifth. And let me tell you, those last 3 miles, not as easy as the first three, but I do it, and I cross the line, and I'm breathing heavier, and my body is hurting, and it's aching, but I know that that pain came from this accomplishment. And I gotta say, that hurts so good.